Hi everyone, welcome back to Tell Me About It. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we are so excited for today's episode, which Stephanie and I are both in a little bit of a mood today. It's an interesting
mood. It's a funny mood. It's not like a bad mood. I mean, you may sound like it's like we both hate each other today.
No, just literally are laughing at everything.
Yeah.
So anyways, today we're going to like interview each other, but with fun questions. We scoured the internet for
a whole 5 internet searches
to find not super weird or lame questions.
Like, questions.
Yeah, by the way, if you search for fun questions to ask your friends,
just like don't.
Be warned, it is a scary world out here. Your childhood will be ruined.
So true, so true.
Okay, so we're just going to jump into it. Okay, well, this one's a good question for the both of us. How and when did you and your best friend meet? Well, we met, like, almost 2 years ago.
Oh, which is, like, wild. It really is wild how it's been so long.
I know.
So when I was a junior in high school, and right now I'm a senior, I'm finishing up my senior year, I was a little overzealous junior, and I was like, you know what? Let's add more to my plate, and let's go find an internship, which, like, I was never, like, seriously looking for one, but I would kind of go on this website called Indeed. I don't know if any of you know it, but it's basically a job searching website, and so I, like,
signed up. Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. And just to clarify.
And me being the overzealous 19-year-old with a digital marketing company and online magazine, I was looking for an intern.
And so I was just, like, casually looking. I really wasn't going to actually go through with anything. But then I signed up to get email notifications on the website whenever, like, a new internship in my area popped up. And so I kept getting this one for a writing position on this website called The Undeniable Life. And I was like, oh, this seems cool. And it, like, kept popping up. And I was like, oh, this seems, like, really fun. But I don't know if, like, I would have time for it and whatever. And I remember I was just, like, sitting in my kitchen with my dad one night. And I just looked at him and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. We'll see. And then I'll let Anna take it.
So it was, I had another intern at the time who was graduating college, so she was a few years older than me, actually. And, I mean, it was fine. Like, she did her job. She got college credits for the internship. But I was really looking for somebody who pretty much I thought was, like, did not exist, like a unicorn. Who I just needed somebody who, like, understood me and how I worked and, like, had the same goals and visions and everything as me, and I just was not finding that person. But I was very specific that it needed to be somebody still in high school, because I needed somebody who was still going to be local and, you know, understood the community that we lived in really well, because a lot of the girls who were in college came from all over the place, which is fine, but what I was really trying to do was start something locally, so I needed somebody who knew other people in our towns and everything. Stephanie lives one town over from me. And yeah, so it was her last day, this other intern, and she was like, yeah, so I don't know, do you want me to just send you the rest of the resumes? And I said, no, I give up, just take down the job posting. And I pretty much just thought, okay, I'm just not going to have an intern for a while, and I'll just find somebody eventually. And as she was taking it down on her last day, this is where it gets pretty crazy, the day that Stephanie decided to finally apply for the job. And
thank God I did.
Honestly. And so we got her resume, and this girl was like, wait, this girl's, you know, a high schooler. Were you a sophomore at the time? No, you were a junior. She's like, yeah, she's a junior in high school. And she only lives, like, one town over. And I honestly didn't believe her, so I took her computer out of her hands, and I was like, oh my God, I need to talk to this girl ASAP. And that's it. I pretty much, like, called Stephanie in the middle of her school day because I forgot that's how high school works. And she answered. And we set up, like, a Starbucks date for, like, the next day. And the rest is history.
Need it. So then that kind of leads into the second question. So what was your first impression of each other?
That was the day that started my our endless chain of me buying Stephanie Starbucks.
So true. Oh my God.
No, we had so much fun. We honestly, I thought it was going to be like a quick, like, 20, 30 minute meeting, yeah, and we were there for a couple hours.
Like an hour and a half.
Yeah, and we were just talking, and I honestly knew, like, right away, I was like, yep, this is the girl, because she's just so, like, ambitious and mature, and I was like, that, I feel like we're just, like, the same person, and I was really looking for somebody who was like that, but then I thought that I, like, was basically SOL, but to keep it PG.
I remember being, like, so impressed by you, honestly. And I think I remember I, like, looked you up on Instagram. I didn't follow you, but I, like, looked you up on Instagram to know what you looked like. I had no idea what you looked like, so I was, like, sitting in Starbucks. I was like, I don't know who I'm, like, meeting here. So I think I literally looked you up on Instagram and was like, okay, oh, she seems so pretty, and, like, he seems, aww, like, cool and, like, accomplished and everything. So I was like,
And then she met me, and she was like, oh.
Are you kidding? I'm kidding. Anytime I literally ever describe you to someone, I'm like, oh, yeah, she's a rock star. Like, it's fine. So yeah. Nice.
Stephanie's too good to me.
Are you kidding? Literally, you buying me food every single day. You're too good to me.
Okay, what's your favorite memory together? Oh, that's a hard one.
That really is hard. Oh, there's so many.
We've had so many good memories together, Steph and I. We'll get more into, like, later, either on this podcast or in a different one, about, like, all the things that we actually do day to day, because we do, like, all the things. All the things. That really is what we should name the podcast. We should. All the things. Our favorite memory together. Okay, well, I don't know. I think recently it's been fun because Stephanie's been with me, like, all day, every day.
Yeah.
But we kicked off, like, I guess it was kind of spring, but it was kind of summer. Just, like, a nice warm day. We went into New York City and we interviewed Sydney, who was our first podcast episode. Yeah. And that was just a fun day. We, like, got blowouts. We got to interview Sydney in that amazing Made by We space. And then we, like, just had such a fun day. We literally, we went and we got, like, amazing avocado toast.
Avocado, what is it? Avocado
appetit. Yeah.
If you're ever in, like, Little Italy area,
you have to go.
It's really good.
And then we went to Cha Cha Matcha, where we discovered the wonders of a Tide pen, because Stephanie was wearing these adorable white pants, and then she completely spilled her matcha soft serve over herself.
Like,
green. You know, like, matcha green.
Like,
and then we found a Duane Reade and got her a Tide pen. Yeah,
Anna sprung into action, found the Duane Reade.
Yep. And
it was good.
And you know what? It was completely gone within minutes.
Oh, yeah. Y'all,
if not ever, sponsored, again.
Not sponsored, but if you ever have a stain, Tide pens really are the best thing
we've
ever.
Used that Tide pen multiple times since then.
Yep.
It's changed our
and
lives.
And now I'm not sad when I get stains.
Right.
Like, if anything, I'm excited. I get to whip out my Tide pen. Like,
oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
So the Tide pen was great. And then where else did we go pre-concert? Dumplings. We got Chang's. We got
dumplings. And then we went to the Starbucks.
We did. We went to Starbucks. And then...
which, always good.
And then we went and we saw Betty Who, and that was so much fun. That was such a good day.
That was a good day.
But another good memory was also last Friday at Career Day.
Oh, that was a good day.
Stephanie and I threw a really big event with our local girls leadership program that we run, and it was, like, the best event we've ever done.
Aww. We had, like, 15 really awesome women come in and just, like, share their stories. And it was just so motivational, I feel like, for everyone. Like, the young girls, like, the high school, middle school girls, and also the adult women who were there. I feel like everyone just walked away, like, really inspired, which was really, it was cool.
No, yeah, totally. Yeah. That was good. That was a good one. All right, okay. Describe each other in one word.
All the things switched into one word and answer.
All hyphen the things. That's a hard question.
That is a hard question.
All the good things.
I feel like motivated. I feel like you're very motivated. And yeah.
Yeah, motivated.
Ambitious. That's kind of like similar genre of words.
I feel like Stephanie...
me just laughing before Anna says anything.
Stephanie's like... I don't know, just, like, kind-hearted. Like, Stephanie's just, like, such, like, wholesome. Oh. That's the word.
Thanks.
Stephanie's such a good person. She's just, like, doesn't have, like, a mean bone in her body.
Oh thanks. I'm gonna cry.
No, don't cry. Oh, you've had enough crying.
That's a later podcast episode.
Oh, all the things, all the tears.
All the tears.
Seriously. What's your best friend's dream job?
Obviously, just doing what we're doing now.
If you and your best friend could live anywhere in the world together, where would it be and why? Definitely New York City.
Yeah, 100%.
We've already been apartment searching for the future.
Yeah. And I think something to note, too, Anna and I live about 40-ish minutes away from the city, so we're there a lot. We have the town that we're from. It has a direct train line to Penn Station, so we can go in literally anytime we want. So, especially over the past few years, New York City's become a huge part of our lives.
Yeah, totally.
I don't think I've gone more than 3 weeks without going to New York in, like, 2 years now, so.
Yeah, no, we're there pretty frequently. Yeah. And it's nice that we have such easy access to it, but it's definitely both of us would want to live there at some point in time. Oh, yeah. Plus, we'll have our office there.
Oh, yes.
We're just going to take over
our
New York City.
Our little office in Soho.
It'll be real cute.
It'll be so fun.
Okay. What is your favorite inside joke that you and your best friend share?
Well,
we have a... It wouldn't be an inside joke if we told her.
Yes.
Then it would be an outside joke.
We can explain them. We'll just share.
Garbage can. That was from today.
Garbage can. Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Cha-cha matcha.
But now you know.
The Tide Pen. Now you all know that one.
I feel like we have so many, but, like, I can't think of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, they just pop up back in, you just, like, into mind.
Hate mail.
Hate mail. That was such a good one. I get so much hate mail.
Okay, sorry.
Bad juju.
Bad juju. Fresh blue.
Fresh blue. No, that's an inside
joke. Not an inside joke, but, like, a good thing.
A good thing. Okay. Who takes longer to get ready in the morning? We're pretty low maintenance.
Yeah, we were just
talking
about this. I feel like we're very similar. I was just telling Anna, too, when I had, like, skin issues and I used to put on, like, a full face of makeup in the morning, that's when I took, like, a long time to get ready. But literally now...
I'm lucky if I wear real pants.
I feel that. Yeah, but at this point, I literally wake up at, like, 7:50 and I'm out of the house by 8:30. And that's, like, I have extra time, so...
No, that's good.
And that's, like, I eat breakfast, I get ready, like...
You do a lot in the mornings.
I do.
I roll out of bed and come to work.
Yeah,
you know, it's fun.
Yeah.
What's your best friend's favorite season? Summer. I only know that because she just told me.
Are you a summer? Are you a fall?
I'm a fall.
If it wasn't going to be a summer, it would be a fall.
You got me. Favorite song, Stephanie, is anything by Taylor Swift.
True. And Anna, we were also just talking about this one. Anna, like, I feel like you don't have, like, a favorite song specifically, but, like, you have, like, a favorite genre.
I do. And then, like, when I start listening to somebody again, like, or, like, if I rediscover somebody, like, we just saw Betty Who. It's, like, for, like, 2 weeks, that's all I listen to is Betty Who.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just over and over and over again. I just do that. And then, like, Loot, because they opened for Betty Who. Like, I can just listen to the same people over, like, Chelsea Cutler and Love and Chelsea right now. No, I just can, like, get into that. But then, also, I kind of stopped making... I used to make so many playlists.
You have such good car playlists.
Except now, most of them are just my daily mixes on Spotify. Because they just get me. They just know what I want to hear.
They really do. Like, the daily mix people, they know.
Oh, and they just started this new thing, like, your daily drive, where they now start inserting news.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Which is, like, so smart. Good on Spotify.
I know, because now I'm like, I can listen to my music. Not sponsored. Now I can also listen to, like, NPR.
Yeah, there you go.
See?
Love it.
Okay. Favorite animal? Well, for Stephanie, that's Taylor. For me, that's
my dog.
Lola.
Our doggies. Love them.
Favorite color, undeniable blue.
Yeah,
for which, the both of us.
If you don't know, that's like a really nice light blue, like a baby blue.
Like a baby blue with a little bit of gray. Yeah. Like the gray undertones, if we're going to get real specific.
Oh, yes.
Your favorite movie. I don't know your favorite movie.
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know your favorite movie either. We never talked about this.
I feel like I don't even really have a favorite movie.
Well, I went through a big phase when I was in, like, 8th grade where I loved 80s movies, and I feel like that's still kind of, like, stuck with me. So, like, Back to the Future, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, great stuff.
Really?
Yes.
I would never have guessed.
Really? Because my dad and I used to always watch Back to the Future, which, like, you know,
makes
sense.
I could see that.
Yeah.
That's cute.
What about you? I really don't know this.
I don't know myself. I think that's what you don't know.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I don't know. I love all the Marvel movies because I'm...
Oh, really?
Hashtag basic. But,
I feel like Mina has to sit me down. I've never seen pretty much any of them.
I don't know how Mina is still friends with you. Shout out to Mina. BTW.
Oh, we love you.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I really like... Okay, this sounds so random and weird, but there's this movie called Little Manhattan. And when I was, like, 12, I was homesick one day, and I was laying in bed, and that movie came on. And I don't think it was ever, like, a big movie. It was, like, pretty low-key. But it was so cute. It's, like, two kids who are in, like, 8th grade, and then they, like, have a crush on each other, and it's just, like, the cutest little... Is it
Home Alone kid? Or am I thinking of a different movie? Definitely thinking of a different movie.
It's got that kid who was in... Wasn't he in Hunger Games? Hold on, I'm Googling.
Oh, really?
Josh.
Quick Google break.
Josh.
Oh, Josh Hutcherson?
I think it was him when he was a kid. Hold on.
Wait, yes, I do know. I think I have seen this movie.
It was just so wholesome and cute, and I actually have it, like, on my iTunes movies, and, like, aww, whenever I'm sick, that's the movie I watch.
Love it.
Yep, Josh Hutcherson.
Wow.
Yep.
Aw, so now, shout out to Little Manhattan.
Yep, so I would say that's probably my favorite movie, just because that's the one I watch when I'm, like, sick.
It's so cute. Yeah, that's
okay. That's my answer. Ooh.
The next one's favorite food. This one's hard.
Stephanie, do you know my favorite food?
There's so many, though, I feel like. I don't know. So
true.
I don't know. Wow, we're learning things.
I feel like Stephanie's is probably, like, grilled cheese.
Oh, so true, so true. Mac I do love cheese. Grilled cheese. Or, like, anything Italian.
Yeah, anything Italian.
So true. I don't know.
Probably sushi.
Really?
Yeah, probably sushi or drinks.
My favorite food is drinks.
Love it. What is a weird food that your best friend likes? Do we like weird things?
I feel like, I don't know, I don't think we, like...
We've never, like, been like, oh, that's so weird, yeah. Why are you eating?
Yeah. I mean, like, I like mushrooms, you don't, so you probably think, like, mushrooms is weird.
Mushrooms are not my fave. Yeah. No. No, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know, I feel like we don't really pursue weird foods, which is, like, boring, but, like...
But, like, also, yeah, we eat delicious food.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever taken a trip together? Not yet.
But we're going to!
In July. Stay tuned.
Oh, we're excited.
Favorite TV show? Well, we love all the shows. Oh. Stephanie's favorite is Criminal Minds.
This is so true.
But we also love The Bold Type. Yeah, which is probably my favorite show.
The Bold Type. Yeah, I was going to say.
The Bold Type, The Bachelorette.
Yeah, we watch The Bachelorette together every Tuesday.
We used to do The Bachelorette and The Bold Type together, but now the Bold Type ended.
But that cliffhanger.
Oh, God. We're not going to spoil it, but, like, that's the worst.
Yeah, no.
I also really love, like, I don't know, Chuck is probably my favorite show of all time, which you've never seen.
Chuck?
Yeah, you've never seen Chuck.
I've never seen, I know.
See?
Wow.
See, Stephanie's got to watch Chuck, and I've got to watch Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
Which three things would your best friend take with you on a deserted island?
Okay, that's a good question. I'm so boring about this one.
What would yours be?
I'm so boring. I would literally take, like, a boat, an oar, and, like, a friend, I feel like. Like, so boring, but, like, I'm trying to get off the island.
It's actually really funny, because, like... That makes so much more sense. I was gonna say a book about how to live on a deserted island.
Of course you would.
But I guess the boat makes more sense.
Oh my god. Yep. There we go. That's good.
That's not three things, but that's okay.
The book is enough.
The book is enough. And a drink.
Yeah.
Who is
the book
your
drink is something else?
There you go. Who is your best friend's celebrity crush? Oh, I don't know.
I don't know for you.
I don't really have a celebrity crush. Oh, you know who's really cute? Is Matt Bomer, but he's...
Oh, we love Matt Bomer.
He's the best.
Aww, he's so cute. I love him.
White Collar, that's another one of my fave TV shows.
Oh, I knew that one.
And Gilmore Girls.
I should have said that.
I did know that one, yeah. I love TV shows. I'm a big TV show person.
Same.
Not so much a movie person. TV shows versus movies.
Yeah. Much better.
They last longer.
So true. And, like, because a movie, it's done in 2 hours, and you're just like, well, that was it. Yep. It was fun while it lasted.
And, like, I can't, like, watch movies over and over again. Like,
What do you admire most about the other person?
Aww. That's such a nice question.
I admire how driven Anna is and how many creative ideas she has and how she balances it all somehow. Don't understand how she does it.
Well, I could say the same thing about Stephanie, but also that she's way nicer than I am. So she does all the things, but she's also way nicer.
No.
I'm so mean. I'm not so mean.
I'm not mean.
I'm much more negative than Stephanie.
No, literally no. Literally, I've started spending a solid, probably like 50 to 60 hours a week with Anna.
Yep.
It's easily that much, probably. Yep. I'm like, you're not mean. I can say that.
Only to my siblings. That's because I can be mean to them. Aww. But I love them. I do so much with them. What does your best friend always carry around wherever they go, besides phone and keys?
I totally skipped a question, too.
Which one?
I skipped, what's a thing you've never told anyone else, including your best friend? I literally skipped that one, and it's a big
What's
one.
A thing that you've never told anyone else? I'm honestly kind of like an open book. I really don't have secrets, so I don't know what I've never told anyone. That's a hard one.
That is a hard one. Maybe we'll come back to it.
We'll come back. We'll have to think about it. So something you always carry around.
Tide pen. Yes.
I can always count on Stephanie for a dongle and a Tide pen.
Okay, literally
in her
Anna
little pouch.
Gave me this little pouch for I think it was Christmas. Yeah, it was Christmas, and I now carry it literally everywhere, and it literally has the essentials. I know it said besides phone and keys, but it has my keys in it, AirPods, a little USB-C to USB converter, a Tide pen, and a Sharpie, I think. And those are literally the essentials in life. That's all you ever need.
We gotta get you, like, a little mini, like, Neosporin and a Band-Aid, too.
There we go. I have Band-Aids in there. Oh,
see?
At the bottom.
Yep. See? There you go. What is something I always carry with me?
Drinks.
Drinks, yeah. I pretty much always have, like, at least 3 drinks on me at any given time.
A coffee, a tea.
And, like, a water?
A fun drink, I feel like.
Yeah, I have an addiction. I have a drinking addiction, but
not to alcohol. When we say drinks, we mean, like
all the
coffee,
drinks.
Tea, soda, not really soda, but like a LaCroix type of drink, like seltzery
type of thing. I loved kombucha.
Oh, kombucha, that's another good one.
Totally.
All the things.
What was your best friend's favorite TV show as a kid?
We were just talking about Courage the Cowardly Dog, but I don't think that's your favorite.
I would watch that anytime it was on. I loved it. But my favorite...
Dexter's
Lab. Quality.
We were just talking about that.
Well, it depends, like how old I was. But, like, I loved all the Disney Channel shows. I was kid. Like, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Wizards of Waverly Place. That's So Raven.
So good.
All the Disney Channel original movies. The OG ones.
Oh, yeah. So true. Yeah, this is a question not on there, but I want to know. Important. Were you a Disney Channel child or a Nickelodeon child? Because there was a stark divide.
I was definitely a Disney Channel child.
Really? Although I do think I was a combination of both, at times, I did gear towards Nickelodeon.
Well, me too, like iCarly.
Yeah, like I was a very much a Zoe 101, Drake and Josh child.
Yeah, no, me too, actually. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. I don't know, but I feel like I was more Nickelodeon as I got a little bit older.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, once I was already, tired of, like, Sweet Life with Zack and Cody. I want to watch Zoe 101. But then she got pregnant.
Yeah. Well, way to bring that up. Childhood ruined.
Literally. Well, because you were like, there's Zoe. And then, no more. She got pregnant. I always liked her key necklace, though.
You should
do that with your dorm room key once you go to school.
Be Zoe. Who would play your friend in a movie? That's a good question.
Oh, that is such a good question, actually.
Gosh, wait, I don't know. And now every single actress's name is going to escape my mind, too. Yep. Like, I'm not going to be able to think of anyone.
That's a really good question.
I don't know.
Jamie Lynn Spears. Just kidding.
Britney Spears.
Yep.
Aww.
Yep.
Lots of mood.
I feel like Selena Gomez would play Stephanie.
Oh, that's such a compliment. Wow. I love Selena.
Oh my gosh. Fun and nice and you know. I was just thinking back to the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Actors.
Oh my gosh. Or an Allison Stoner. Remember her from
Tam
Brock? Oh my gosh. I feel like she would so be you.
Totally. I love her.
Going back to our Disney Channel actresses.
I love her. Camp Rock, I know, Demi Lovato could totally do you, too.
Oh, love her, too. So good.
What phobias?
we just talked about that.
He asked her.
Lobsters. Anna doesn't like lobsters.
Is scared of bikes.
It's not like a phobia. I just don't like them.
Because she's
Anna
scared
doesn't
of
like
them.
Lobsters.
I don't like lobsters.
Anyways.
Yeah. What are you obsessed with? Flamin' Hot Cheetos. And drinks.
Bubble tea. That was really sad. I said bubble tea. Bubble tea's good.
Stephanie recently discovered Solitude.
Yeah, my second time having it today, but I like it.
Well, second time ever having it was today. Not like her second bubble tea of the day.
No. I'm not that advanced yet. We're getting there.
If your friend has a nickname or many nicknames, what are they? Steffi?
Yeah.
That was a new one for me for Stephanie. Yeah. Because we discovered the Steffi smoothie.
Yes. This wonderful
person. But, like, yeah, like, Steffi. Yeah. I pretty much never call her Stephanie.
Yeah. Yeah, no, literally nobody. Well, only a couple people do. Like, Mina and Isabel do. But then, like, my parents don't. And then, like, for you, like, Anna is technically your nickname.
Yeah, it technically is, because my full name is Anastasia.
Very fancy.
And nobody calls
her
that.
A regal queen over here.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Just a princess. It's fine.
Oh. Pish posh.
Okay, where are we? Oh, here.
Oh, what is something weird that your best friend likes? That kind of goes back to, like, the weird food thing.
And, like, the next one, too, is kind of a repeat. Let's see. Yeah. A lot of these are kind of, hold on. Is there anything you don't like to do together? Yeah, going to visit some of our clients.
So true.
Which Stephanie's abandoning me tomorrow.
I'm sorry. Graduation practice, mandatory.
It's fine.
Sorry.
What's your friend's worst habit?
I don't know. Buying me things. Worst habit.
No. Oh, this is a good one.
I always try to pay for things, and Anna won't let me.
She's not allowed. If your friend met a genie and were granted a wish, what would it be?
Wish for it. I feel like you would wish for, like, 10 of yourself so that you could, like, do all the things.
That's such a good... Oh, yeah. Or, like, to be able to control time.
Oh, so true.
I could just pause certain things. Actually, I would wish for teleportation, so I could just go anywhere.
So that way you could still be, like, yourself.
But just, like, go all the places. Yeah.
Like, pause time.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. What would you wish for? You would wish for, like...
That's such a good question. Probably teleportation, too,
right?
Like, teleportation is so good.
I agree. What does your friend's ideal birthday party look like? I don't know.
I feel like it wouldn't be, like, a party for you. It'd be, like, traveling somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I would totally want to do that. Totally. For you. I feel... T-Swift concert.
Oh, yes.
Dinner in the city.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
And then followed by a Broadway show.
Oh, yes. All three in one day. Love
it. What's your favorite thing to do together?
Oh, everything.
Everything. Other than visiting mean people.
True.
If you were ordering a pizza for your best friend, which toppings did they want? Cheese or maybe sometimes veggies. We had the best pizza ever in New York City and we got... eggplant on it, and it was delish. Stephanie's a vegetarian, by the way.
Shout out Adrian's. Sun Street in the city. So good.
The cutest little street in the city, too.
Oh, yeah. And nobody ever knows about it.
Nope.
It's so cute. But now everyone's gonna go, and it's gonna be too crowded.
Look, it's starting to repeat. Your friend's favorite food. Didn't we do that one already?
Aw, we did. I didn't answer for your pizza toppings, because you told me
that's
Doria's,
right. Sorry.
The penny pizza.
Yep.
That's
the best.
Yeah.
It is so good.
There we go.
Favorite ice cream flavor is Cookie Monster for Stephanie.
Yeah, true. Oh, I feel like you have, like, lots, too, because you're, like, an adventurous eater. So, like,
I am.
You eat, like, all the things. That's, like, why food is, like, it seems like I don't know anything about Anna, but I feel like she tries, like,
I just try all I like the to things. Try all the new things. I don't usually get the same thing. My favorite ice cream flavor, I'll tell you. From Cold Stone, because this is what my mom used to get me all the time. You go to Cold Stone and you order the Founder's Favorite, which is like their sweet cream ice cream, and it's got like fudge brownies and chocolate sauce and caramel and some type of nuts are in it. I don't know if it's almonds or walnut. I don't know what it is. And then you add in raspberries.
Ooh, that does sound good.
It is the best.
See, I wouldn't have known that, but that's good to know now.
Yeah, also in Lambertville, New Jersey, there's this tiny little place, ice cream place called, like, I think it's called Oh Wow Cow, but they make fresh ice cream every day. They have the best Cookie Monster ice cream because they make freshly baked chocolate chip cookies every day to put into their ice cream.
Ooh, that sounds so
I gotta
cute.
Take Stephanie there.
Aww.
What does your friend do on a free day?
They don't exist.
Yeah, we work.
So true.
Or sleep. Or go on an adventure.
Yeah, Anna and I go on lots of adventures.
We love going on adventures.
Adventures are fun. Adventures are, like, anything out of the ordinary. So
yeah,
adventures
it doesn't have
like-
to be. Sometimes it's the middle of work day and we decide, want to go on an adventure. It's basically when we have to do all the things in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
And we throw in something interesting.
Yeah, pretty much.
What is your best and really good at? All the things.
So many things.
Good at everything.
So is Anna.
Except I'm really not good at singing.
Oh, I stink at singing, too.
Or dancing.
No, dancing is worse than singing.
Yeah. I can't do either of those things, but everything else, yeah, I think we...
I have no talent.
No, don't.
Well,
I just pushed her. She's not allowed to say that. What? You should see her graduation cap. It's so cute.
Aw, thanks.
What is your best friend terrible at? Well, I think we just answered that. Have you two ever had a fight? No.
No.
We're like the same.
People. I don't do that.
Yeah, me neither.
Like, I think it's like, just annoying and no.
Yeah, also we're like the same person, so yeah. I don't know how we could like get into a fight.
Yeah, exactly.
About what?
Yeah.
Nope.
Wouldn't happen.
When is your friend's birthday?
Tough questions.
This is hard.
May 31st is Anna's birthday.
Your birthday's in September.
November. Anna was close. She got almost the month.
I'm just in so denial close. Because Stephanie's a Scorpio.
I know.
It's fine.
Fun side note story. When Anna and I had, like, first met before we, like...
Well, because... No, we had met.
Oh, we... Well, not had, like, we first met, but, like, in the beginning, like...
Yeah, we were probably, at like, Parma's. Okay, yeah, you tell the story. You tell the story.
We've probably known each other for, like, 2 months, 3 months. And we were sitting, and... Anna just goes, oh, I hate Scorpios. I have not met a Scorpio that I've liked. And our friend was like, Stephanie's a Scorpio.
And I was so shocked.
Funny.
You should have seen the look on my face. I was like, it changed everything. And then it turns out that Stephanie hates Geminis. Yeah. But here we are.
Yeah. It's somehow it works.
This is a good one. Does your friend have an expression or phrase that they say very often?
So many.
All the things.
All the things.
Well, also, like, tell me about it. That's why we called it this. Literally.
Yeah, literally. What else? Where was your best friend born, and where would they like to live? I feel like where were you born part.
Like, here?
Well, not here, but, like, in Mamaroneck, New York. Well, White Plains, but then we lived in Mamaroneck, yeah.
Oh,
so, like, right outside of the city. When I was, like, 6 months old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
so
okay.
Pretty much my whole life.
I was born in Santa Maria, California.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah, it's like the middle of nowhere, in California. Aww. And where would I like to live? We answered that already.
Yeah.
Who was the last person your friend kissed? Her dog.
True.
Same here.
Because we're giving up boys until Lent.
Yeah, we gave up boys until Lent.
Yep.
That's another podcast episode.
That's another inside joke, too.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. As a kid, what did your best friend want to become when they grew up? I don't know.
Oh, well, you said you were going to be a lawyer.
I was going to be a lawyer. Oh, Stephanie was going to be... Wait, I know this. I know. Yeah. You were gonna be a doctor, were you?
Yeah,
that's what you wanted to be. Okay.
Yeah. I used to watch like medical shows as like a second grader. Like I was that kid. Like it was weird.
Yeah, I took the practice LSATs when I was in eighth grade.
Just casually. Like
casually. Yeah. If your best friend is single, describe their dream partner. Not a psycho stalker would be ideal.
Can't talk about that because we gave a boys until
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't talk about that one.
Yep. The dream partner is a non-existent person.
Yep.
What does your best friend talk about all the time? We talk about work.
Yeah, we talk about work.
That's because we like our work. Yeah. It's fun work. Most of it.
Things for, like, the end of my life.
Yeah, like podcast ideas.
Yeah. And honestly, food. We talk about food.
Oh, we talk about food and drinks, obviously.
Yeah.
What would your friend do if they won the lottery? We would...
All the things.
We would buy an office.
Yep.
We'd buy a whole building in New York City.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we would have an office in there, and we would live in there, and we would do all the things.
Yep. That would just be our building.
Yep, our building. Yep. Undeniable. And we'll paint it undeniable blue.
Oh, that would be so cute.
Right?
No.
How many kids does your friend want and what? Oh, you need to do that thing.
Which, oh, yeah. Okay, wait. So there's this old wives' tale thing where, like, if you put a ring on a shoelace or, like, a string or something, and then you hold it over the person's hand. There's, like, an exact way to do it. I'm just going to, like, abbreviate. Basically, when you hold it over the person's hand, like, the direction that it moves in, if it's, like, a straight line or a circle, will say, like, how many and what gender your kids will be. And literally, every time I've done it, it's been the exact same result. And it's been, like, different results for my friends, but the exact same one every time, if that makes sense. So, I swear, it works. I mean, we'll see in, like, 20 years when I have kids, but
it's cool. Good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make Stephanie do that for me so I can see.
What's the next one?
If your friend could have one superpower of teleportation.
Yeah.
We talked about that already. If your friend could choose to master one skill, which one would it be?
Ooh.
don't know.
Stephanie just gave me the most quizzical look.
I feel like... I don't know, because you're already, like, really artistic and, like, all those things, so I don't know.
I'm not that artistic. I wish I could be better at art.
What would you want to do? Like, you, Anna has really good handwriting.
Oh, thank
like,
you.
I feel like that's an art that's in so itself. Nice. Like, Anna's handwriting is so nice. It's literally, like, those calligraphy, like, Pinterest posts that you see, but, like, that's actually her handwriting.
No.
Yes.
I wish I could be better at it, though. Okay. I feel like there's a lot of room for improvement. What would you want to master?
I feel like I would like to be artistic if I could, but I'm, like, not.
My friend Liv is so artistic.
Really?
Yeah, she's, like, the most amazing artist ever. Yeah. Who's your friend's favorite YouTuber?
So many. I feel like I have, like, lots. I don't know who your favorite one is.
It depends on, like, my mood. If I'm, like, in a giggly mood, it's, like, David Dobrik. But then, like, if I want, like, a good, like, inspirational kind of, like, not inspirational, but, like, motivating video, it's, like, Casey Neistat. So it really depends. I don't know. I don't know about you.
I don't watch a lot of YouTube.
Yeah, I know you don't watch. Yeah. So it's, like, hard.
That is a hard question.
Yeah.
I like to just find random videos, depending on what specifically I want to learn about.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
What? I guess you could say Tori Sterling.
Oh, we do love Tori Sterling.
What was... If you grew up together, what's a funny story? Well, we grew up in, like, two towns next to each other, but we didn't know each other until recently. Does your friend focus on the future or the past?
Oh, very future.
Yeah, we're both like that. I feel like we don't really dwell on the past too much. Too much.
You want to make a sandwich for your friend. What do you put on it?
I put fresh mozzarella, pesto, and some tomatoes.
Heck yeah! Oh, BLT.
Yep.
Anna just got a really good BLT the other day. Oh,
we just discovered such a good... Well, we've gotten to this new routine where, like, at least, like... I feel like it's Town Deli Tuesdays.
Yeah. Oh, so true, so true.
I feel like... Because it's never a Monday. It's always, like, okay, it's Tuesday now. We go and we watch our... Yeah, no, because we watch Bachelorette and we get...
Yep.
Town Deli. We get sandwiches with some half and half and chocolate chip cookie. It's the best. True Tuesday every day.
So good.
What's your friend's favorite drink? Oh, good luck answering this one.
Literally everything.
Yeah, there are certain things I don't like, I think. Like, I don't like certain sodas. Like, I don't like, I hate orange soda.
Oh, really?
Or grape soda or cherry soda. Any fruit-flavored soda, you can pretty much count me out. Unless it's, like, the, you know, like, the blood orange soda. I do like that.
Oh, really?
But, you know, like, the one that's more, like, you know.
Yeah.
What's the brand called? Pellegrino? No. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pellegrino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like the little cans that got the foil on the top.
Yeah.
And they have lemon and...
Yeah.
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 But
Anna
everything
always
has
drinks around.
Yeah, I love so my Essentia kind of water.
Oh, yes. Your Essentia water.
I love...
Some good Target kombucha.
Oh, yeah. What is... Oh, Hum. That's the brand.
Yeah, yeah.
Hum kombucha. Also, GT's kombucha is a win. But my favorite has actually been recently that, what is that? The bear? The one I just bought you. I just discovered a new one.
Oh, yes. The one, it has a cute little label with, like, little vines on it.
Yeah, it's like a, it's like a local booch. It's the strawberry jalapeno flavor is the best.
So good.
I'm also a little bit addicted to Diet Coke, so we're trying to get past that.
Diet Coke is good.
I also love... margaritas.
If you asked me when I was a kid what my favorite drink was, I definitely would have said Diet Coke.
Yeah, Diet Coke 100%. Is really good.
Yeah.
But we're moving on. We're moving on.
Who is a better dancer
and who's a better singer?
Neither of us.
No, does not apply. Who's better at math? It has to be Stephanie because I cannot do math.
And I'm not good at math either.
No, but like... I don't think anyone could be worse than math at me.
No.
Yeah, okay. And grammar, apparently.
Okay.
Worse at math than
well,
me.
I keep getting my words twisted today, so...
It's fine.
Clearly. Who's better at talking to people? Anna.
No, 100%. I would say Stephanie.
No, like, 100% it's Anna. Like, you're so good at talking to people.
I just start talking, and I hope that things
you
come out okay.
You literally are so good at talking
but
to people.
But it's like, I'm one of those, like, you know, I'm like an extroverted introvert.
Same,
like, I don't naturally want to, like, go talk to everyone.
Yeah.
But if I have to, I just, like, turn on a switch, but then I easily turn it back
Wait,
off.
That's so true. I literally do the same thing.
Right?
Like in the beginning of, like, Power Squad when I had to, like,
talk
in front of people, like, that's tough, but, like, I feel like it's literally, like, you have to turn on a switch and, like, literally become a different person for, like, 5 minutes and then just, like, turn it back off.
Exactly. Yeah. Nope, I'm the same.
Because when I'm at home, like, I'm literally such an introvert.
But me too,
then,
like, I don't leave my room.
Like, even right now, like, I'm very talkative, whatever.
Yeah, but,
like,
also just because it's us.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's the right people you gotta be with.
Who's a better cook? Anna.
No, definitely not. No.
I can't cook.
The sangria.
Okay, that's different. I can make drinks. But also, you helped with the sangria. It came out delicious.
I literally couldn't get the peach. Like, it's fine.
It's fine. So, no, we're good.
Who handles the money better?
Not me. We can both agree on that. No, what, Stephanie, how many times have you had to, like, yell at me for not depositing checks?
Well,
yeah.
Okay, we'll do that one.
Who's more reliable? Definitely Stephanie. Nah. I'm, like, a mess, and Stephanie's, like, you know, Stephanie's, like, my rock. She's, like, steady, and she's, like, yeah, reliable. I'm, like, all over the place. Who always gets their way?
Anna.
Me.
I'm just thinking of Anna trying to buy me things and me always giving in and being like, fine.
Who is more extroverted / introverted? Well, we
That's
just answered that.
A good question, though. I mean, like, between the two of us, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like you're probably more extroverted.
I feel like I just have to turn it on more.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like you go and voluntarily do more things than I do. Yeah, like that committee that I keep telling you to stop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who is more optimistic / pessimistic? I think I'm more pessimistic.
I don't know. I feel like I am pessimistic, though, at times.
Yeah, I feel like we're like
we're
the same.
Even. Yeah.
Why is your friend a great friend? Because she's the best.
Because you're
we
the
just
best.
Answered all the reasons.
Yeah.
Oh, here. Okay. Last question, everyone. Last question. What's a moment in your friendship that touched you?
Oh, my God. Literally, like...
All the moments.
All the moments. Which, like, bad answers, but, like...
Yeah. Like, everything.
Yeah.
It's just nice, like, you know, like, you have, like, your friends, and you have, like, whatever, but then it's, like, so hard to, like, find somebody that just, like, totally just gets you, you know, that, like, you can share all the everyday things with. Because, like, there's, like, so many things that happen that literally nobody else could appreciate or understand other than Stephanie.
Aww.
You know?
And I feel like there's so many people that, like, I would hate being with for literally 50
right.
hours a
I
week.
I never get sick of her. That's and no, that sounds like I'm not trying to be mean, but like I typically can't be around the same person for too long.
Yeah,
so like we were together like, for like 18 hours on Friday and it was fine and we had been together all week.
Literally, like I'll be with Anna sometimes from like 8 in the morning to 8 o'clock at night and don't get sick of her.
Nope, because ever. I think we also just function the same way, so like it's not. Like, we're not, like, you
and
know.
And we, like, help each other where the other person, like, has their downfalls.
Exactly.
So. Yeah.
We're basically the perfect match.
Wow.
That was so fun. I liked that
That
one.
Was a fun, very long questions,
but that was fun. But I'm just
77.
Happy, I'm happy that we found a list of questions that...
Yeah, that wasn't weird.
Actually wasn't weird. You should have seen some of those.
Oh, my gosh. Some of those questions, weird. Like... Weird. Like,
we
won't
really,
even say them weird.
Don't worry. Stephanie and I are going to write a list of good questions to ask your friends. And we should put it on Undeniable Life so that when people Google, they see normal ones and not...
Oh my gosh, we should write a book.
Not ones that will give you PTSD.
Yep. There we go.
Okay, well bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
We'll be back soon with another fun topic or an interview or whatever comes our way. So if you have any suggestions of what we should talk about or you want to hear anything or want us to interview anyone specifically, just shoot us a message. You can message us over at The Undeniable Life on Instagram. And that's it.
Thanks for listening. Bye.